Hello and welcome to the Pinstripe Alley podcast, After Dark Edition. That's right, the sun may have gone down, but the passion for the Yankees is still well alive and hot.
Yankees.
Joining me are my co-hosts. Thank you, Andrew. Joining my co-host, Tanya, Matt, and Andrew. Fortunately,
hello,
Jason, hello, how you doing?
So good.
Excellent. Unfortunately, Jason Cohen could not be with us today as Derek Jeter, after announcing his retirement, has also begun holding Jason Cohen hostage. Don't quite know his demands yet, but as soon as we find out, we'll report it to you.
Be well, Jason. Sorry you can't be here, buddy.
Love to take some live callers tonight, but unfortunately this is a podcast. But if we did have a number, we would be sure to tell you everything you wanted to know Yankee-related. So, on to the main topic of today. Derek Jeter has announced his retirement. This will be the last year we see that hot number in Pinstripes.
Oh, God.
That's the best opening ever.
It's over here, Jeets.
So, what do you all think about this last year of Derek Jeter?
He's an old man. Time to cash out.
Let's just end it right there.
And that's the show.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
We'll see you
Bye.
Next time.
Take care.
But I'm both happy and sad. It's yes. Mixed emotions for me. Happy because he's going out as he wants to. I'm not going to lie, I'm happy because if he continued to want to play baseball, the Yankees would continue to pay him and, more importantly, overpay him because he's Derek Jeter, which I have no problem with, like, because, again, he's Derek Jeter. But just sad because it means I'm old. That's the bottom line.
And it means
you've come to
that
realization.
The Yankees are screwed because they have no shortstops.
Cito!
If our hopes are resting on Cito Culver, it's just time to just quit.
Back it up.
Just end it now.
Go home, everybody.
Move the team to Montreal.
Yeah.
Move the team to Montreal, create a new Expos, and let's be done with it. Tear it down.
Ugh.
And Nunez can be the captain with all that he's learned from number two.
He's learned everything.
Did you see that tweet? Nunez was like, thank you for all that you've taught me. Or has some ridiculous tweet like that. It's like, what did he teach you?
Jeter would have responded.
The worst teacher, or you're the worst student, because nothing is translated.
You learn nothing. You just invented your own shit. Like, I'm just going to lose my helmet whenever.
Don't pin this on me.
Can you imagine Nunez, like, diving into the stands and actually, like, walking out? Because
no.
He'd, like, die
I
in
can't.
There.
I think his limbs would just fall off like a mannequin. Like, they'd just start dropping off.
They'd have to take one of those, like, paint scrapers and, like, get him off the seat. Because he would just, like, combust.
Dental records wouldn't even identify him.
Yeah. R.I.P. Nunez.
This is really what we have to look forward to once Jeter retires. Unless, well, I mean, I guess
you have J.J. Hardy to look forward to.
Yeah, but to say, there are some shortstops coming on the market.
Maybe.
So.
The Orioles are talking extensive. Yes.
What does...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hanley wants to be a Dodger for life, apparently.
Yeah, he said that today.
See... But if he really wanted to honor Jeter, because he says he loves him so much, he should, you know, come here for cheap. You know what? I'll take a discounted contract just to put on the pinstripes. Oh, I can't wear number two? That's all
right. You're right. That would be the honorable thing to do.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind J.J. Hardy.
I wouldn't either.
Well, hold on. What does the J.J. stand for? If it's not like Jimmy, then forget it. It better stand for something good.
Just to be clear, we're all looking at
James
this up on Google
Jerry.
Right now.
James Jerry or James Jerry?
J-E-R-R-Y.
James Jerry.
Yeah.
What if we called him Jimmy Jerry?
You'll have to check with him.
Jimmy Jerry Hardy.
Jim Jerry.
Jim Jerry?
It rolls off the tongue. Jim Jerry.
Check with his agents.
It's like Blueberry.
Now that's like a loser's name right there, Jim Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, J.J. Hardy and, I mean, maybe Asdrubal Cabrera, but I don't know. I have no idea what their plan is for shortstop. I mean, I don't know what their plan is for second and third base this year, so.
I don't think they know what their plan is for second and third base this year. Thanks, Cash.
It's going to be Kelly Johnson.
Kelly Johnson.
Cast of characters.
We're trying out a new Yankee sitcom for Yes.
And at second base, we have, I don't even freaking know.
Brian Roberts.
Maybe their plan for shortstop next year is A-Rod.
Oh, sweet.
Finally!
Special guest star.
What we've all been waiting for. Finally!
That would be, like, the ultimate troll.
It's like, we finally found the replacement for Jeter.
I would
it's A-Rod.
I think I would quit writing about baseball.
We're done.
Be quite honest.
I would need them to set up, like, turnbuckles and ring ropes at Yankee Stadium just for him to, like, climb up on before each match and just have like a WWE style entrance before each match if he takes the shortstop position.
And yeah, not even batting, just him going to the shortstop position.
Shortstop, your replacement for Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez.
And he just holds up Jeter's jersey and like, yeah.
We like tears a number two jersey apart before each match.
Oh.
Guess who's here? A-Rod.
But seriously, I mean, they have no plan to replace him. I don't think they ever really did, or unless they really had pinned their hopes on Cito Culver, which
I think they did.
Isn't much of a hope at all.
Yusuke Kato, that guy, maybe.
Is that the guy they drafted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far away is he?
Abby Avellino.
Really far. Yeah, like rookie ball.
So he's
call
close,
up the kids.
Then.
Give the kids a chance.
Addison Maruzak.
Oh my god. Addison Maruzak, really bad at a lot of things. Good at no things.
So, Addison, tell me your strengths and weaknesses. Well, I have a lot of weaknesses.
I can do a lot of things really badly.
I suck.
But I can do a lot of things.
What is this guy's name? I've
Addison
not heard of him.
Maruzak.
I'm now Googling this character.
He is one of many of the cast of characters.
Can he just not be? Because the world is not ready. Like, if people were complaining about David Adams, you do not want to see Addison Maruzak.
Well, he is not a good-looking person. Oh, my God.
And thus ends his chances.
He's, like, thin, balding, and yet has huge eyebrows. Highly disturbing.
Speaking of thinning quickly, as a Crohn's disease patient, I'm just going to say that CeCe looks exactly like I did about 6 months into my Crohn's disease problems. Like, what happened to his weight?
Insane. It's insane.
That's crazy.
Jesus Montero.
Like, I got scared.
That's what somebody said on Twitter. It was really funny.
Yes, bravo.
The picture that you guys tweeted out of that, it's just insane.
That's crazy.
It's just insane. He just looks completely emaciated. Like, it is actively looking unhealthy.
Yeah, it's unhealthy now. It looks unhealthy.
And that's not even like, that's, you know, that thing that people say, like, well, maybe he can't pitch because he's always used to pitching fat, and now he just doesn't know how to pitch because he's not fat anymore. I'm not even worried about that. Like, I'm physically worried, like, for him. Like, it's just not looking good.
Like, forget the pitching. He looks like he's just going to evaporate.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Just like the Yankees' future.
You know what he looks... I've suddenly realized what... this is a random, like, completely tangential thing, but he reminds me of, like, Yasser Arafat and Yasser Arafat's last days. Like, he looks like that kind of ill, with, like, the beard, like, the scraggly, patchy beard, and just the completely gaunt face and the oversized features, which are used to being on, like, a massive head, and they're not anymore, and it's just all... it's all wrong. Poor CeCe. What happened to you, buddy?
What's going on?
Like, apparently, so there were rumors that the Yankees, like, told him when they extended him that he was going to have to, like, get in shape. But, like, I think he might have taken it a little bit extreme. Because, I mean, he lost, like, a person and a half off of his person.
I'm ready to refer, coach. CeCe, like, 90 pounds.
It's fine. No, it's fine.
Is it possible that's just a bad angle? Is that possible?
No, there was another pic he tweeted out before.
Oh my god, I have to find that.
Was here. Let me see if I can find it while we're talking about it. But
What's his Twitter? Is it Christopher Columbus Sabathia? What is it? I always wish it was still
there,
Christopher.
I found it.
Very disappointed. Underscore Sabathia.
There you go.
Yeah, wow. Man. And just look at his figure. Like, he just...
Yeah.
I mean, this is even more weight than he had lost. Like, do you remember, like, a pic like this came out 2 weeks ago? And that looked like a reasonable amount of weight loss. Like, he still had a bit of fat on him. He just looks like, in the last 2 weeks, like, something has happened.
Yeah.
Like, this just looks insane.
This is going to be an interesting year this year. No real plan to third or second base. Jeet's retiring. No A-Rod. CeCe has lost CeCe.
Yeah. Look at him compared to his Twitter background.
Yeah, like, no, it really.
CeCe Sabathia.
It doesn't even look like the same guy.
Yeah, and I like how his Twitter header picture is just something from MLB The Show, apparently. Like, you couldn't find an in-game, like, a real, like, photo of you. You just took, like, one off the PlayStation or something. Like, what is going on with that?
No, CeCe needs to hire a new social media intern. So, if you are looking for work, contact CeCe Sabathia at CeCe_Sabathia@twitter.com.
Those are for all our Pinstripe Alley podcast listeners who are, well, currently looking for work.
CeCe Sabathia might not actually know who you are, and we do not have the connection. So.
No, we have direct lines to everyone in the Yankees organization.
Yeah. That Reed Britneck business, that was us.
Well,
just,
done.
Just to see how you'd react.
I mean, he's tweeted out pictures, like, from February 1st where he didn't look that bad.
No.
And then it's, like, 12 days later, he looks like he...
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Desperate need.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a completely different looking person.
Hmm.
Maybe
happened,
it's just...
dude?
He needs to shave? I don't know.
Maybe.
Crazy.
Maybe it's that. Maybe, yeah, maybe it's like a, I don't know.
Maybe Jeet had an intervention for him where he's like, listen, bro.
It's okay, buddy. You can have a bowl of Captain Crunch. Like, it's okay.
What you did last year was not acceptable.
But even here, see, so even in the this photo they took when he was on Fallon, see, in the actual sketch, he looked okay, but in this photo he tweeted out from when he was on Fallon, he looks a little funky here as well. I don't know what's going on. It's weird. Poor CeCe.
And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to Jason Cohen, who is still being held hostage. We have no update on the situation right now, but again, we'll keep you posted as the podcast goes along.
I can only focus on CeCe right now, but you guys, please channel your energy towards
time.
Us. Exactly.
Sorry, Jason.
CeCe's more important.
You're not pitching for the Yankees this year.
Somebody I have never and will never meet is more important.
So you think.
So we kind of like just left the Jeter business without ever talking about Jeter at all, basically.
Well, no, we had to. No, we discussed Jeter, but.
You gave me the word, which was he's an old man and he needs to go home.
That was it.
And then we talked about why what they have. They don't have any solutions.
And that sums it up.
I was a little surprised to hear that a lot of people just had no idea this was coming. Like, seems like he just launched it, even on the front office.
Michael K was like, I had no idea.
Like, who gives a fuck whether Michael K knew or not? But it's like, apparently people in the front office just didn't know. Like,
the message
Yankees,
you just want to go to Michael.
Yankees executives. I bet you it was Levine. Levine was the guy that just didn't know.
Nobody told
he was too
me,
busy.
Man.
She was too busy shaving when the phone message came in that morning, and it's like, oh.
Well, I'll leave it in tribute.
Actually,
this sideburn is not going to be 3 inches too far back on its own. So.
To me, it actually makes perfect sense why he didn't tell anyone, because that's on like I was discussing on the site. You know, there was someone who was basically saying how, you know, Jeter's not one for attention. It's like, I don't think it's so much that he's not about attention. He's not about media attention. So I think he wanted to keep this, you know, as tight as possible until it's like, all right, time to announce it and deal with it now that spring training's starting. Because you think about it, he timed it the perfect time, right before you go to spring training, so there's no one hounding him anywhere else. Like, they're not you know, constantly calling for a press conference. I was like, yeah, I'll tell you when we get to spring training. So
it's like, oh,
I was like, there's only a day left.
Like, oh, geez, I see you're slumping. Do you think you're going to think about retiring? And he's like, nope, dealing with this already.
Yep. Because that would have been going on all year. All year, people would have been asking, is this the year Jeter retires? And I'm pretty sure he didn't want to deal with that BS.
Do you guys feel
no.
the same way you felt? All right, next question. Do you guys feel the same way you felt when you heard that Rivera was retiring?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what's funny is I didn't think I would, but I do. It just hit. You know, I was like, ah.
It's like, yeah. Well, yeah.
And I'm happy for him. Like, the man has had, like, and I said, you really have to consider how fortunate we've been as fans, just because not only has Jeter, like, been really, really good all this time, but he's been a Yankee for that long, too. It's the same thing with Mo, and what makes, you know, Mo and Jeter and that, you know, all them, like, for me, Bernie, those so special is because we've had the privilege of watching, like, these people literally live and grow old as Yankees. And a lot of teams don't have that with players anymore. You know, free agency, mega contracts, you know, like, I mean, I hate to bring up Cano, but I was hoping he would remain a Yankee for his entire life.
Yeah, just look at the Yankees now. And, I mean, their longest tenured Yankee after Jeter is A-Rod, and after that, it's Brett Gardner.
And, but, I mean, in terms of just even just homegrown Yankees, yeah. Like Harlan and I were talking about on the site, they have no one. Like, there are no, like, really big superstar players really coming up out of the farm anytime soon. So we're going to be without that for quite a bit.
Yeah, it's tough. Were you expecting it to hit this year?
No.
Like, that this would be his last year?
I can honestly say I was wrong. Because Jeter, for me, always seemed like the type of player and person who would go until he, like, physically couldn't do it anymore. And I thought he would continue on as long as he felt he could play, which kind of makes me, like, question how serious the injury was. I mean, we all know how serious it is, but just how it affected him. And, you know, he might have just said, kind of like the same with Mo after his horrendous, I never want to see that again injury. And it just makes me question, like, how bad his ankle might be. Or still might be. I mean, they're saying he looks healthy, but I hope he is healthy.
I kind of expected it. I mean, once they announced that they had restructured that deal for 2014, it's like, well, I mean, there must be some reason behind it. Maybe if Jeter hadn't communicated that to the Steinbrenner as explicitly as has been suggested, then maybe he had it in his mind, and it sounds like he was considering it all offseason from what his statement said.
But that's... Yeah, that's kind of my point, like, for why I wasn't expecting it, just because I figured that deal was like, all right, come back, play, see how I do, and then see how far I can go. Like, I thought if he wasn't healthy, he would retire, but I thought if he was healthy, he would have kept going, so that's why I'm, you know, just personally, just a little, still a little concerned about how he's doing.
Yeah, that's definitely still, I mean, concerned, too.
He's our boy. Just want to hug him.
He's your personal boy.
He's our boy, man. He's the Pinstripe Valley podcast boy.
I would say that I wasn't. I mean, I'm with you, Greg. In as much as I mean, I didn't. I'm not sure that I expected it this year, but now that it's come out, I'm not surprised at all. I think it was the same thing with Rivera, which is just like, yeah, you're old. You know, you're old. It's not like a thing where you can't play anymore, but you just, you know, you just want to finish your career and do other stuff, and that's fine. You know, like. You're old men now, so go enjoy the middle years of your life and go do other cool things. And I guess that's one of the reasons why, I mean, I realize I'm very, very much in the minority here, but I wasn't super emotional about Rivera leaving because I just knew that, you know, it's time for him to go. It's not like, for me, if Jeter had gone out with that ankle injury, if it had been so bad that he just could never return, that would have been a significant shock. But like, I'm not so much shocked or even super emotionally moved by this. It's just time, and you know, get to enjoy his last year, and hopefully he's not horrible, and hopefully he can play you know, a good chunk of the games at least, and hopefully he doesn't have injury woes, because that'll be even worse if it's just like a weird injury plagued last year where he plays like 12 games, and that's no good.
Waffles, what are your thoughts?
I guess I'm pretty much the same way. Like, I didn't expect it this year, but now that it's like come out, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Because yeah. I mean, he's getting old, and his ankle is now metal. So
if only
we so have, he's a like, cyborg.
It's a bionic technology.
Cyborg Jeter.
Grind it. 162 games.
Jeets.
Marathon, not sprint.
All right, so what are we hoping for gifts? Like I said on the forum, all eyes are on Minnesota for me, because I don't know how they're topping last year's.
Oh, you said gifts. I thought you said gifts.
I thought you said that too.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure we'll gifts. Have plenty of those, like gifts as in presents. Tributes to Jeterdom.
Tampa will give him some creepy sand sculpture. Jeter,
I swear. What would be great is if they do that, and then Mo just appears out of nowhere and takes a bat to it. And just, like, messes it up. And just goes, no.
No, it would be great if it's, like, one of the teams they're playing against this year that they've, like, never played before just randomly retires his number. Kind of like the Miami Heat did with Michael Jordan.
That would be like, really random.
Why? Oh, okay. Thank you.
What would be great is if it was a team whose player was still wearing it.
Like, oh, sorry. By the way, you're released.
They didn't tell him.
Just rip it off his back right now. Just go like, over there.
This
take
is
it
like
off.
Our continuation of last week with Austin Romine being in the Rockies Hall of Fame or whatever that was. Now, Jeter gets to be in the Rockies Hall of Fame for no apparent reason.
Like, sorry, Tulowitzki. We're going to need that.
They, like, make Jeter walk over and take it off his back himself. Give me that.
I would like all of MLB to retire number two. It's only appropriate.
It's what Jeter would have wanted.
Exactly.
He's still alive, you know.
Is what he would have wanted.
Rest in peace, Jesus.
poor Bud Selig. Now his crappy retirement tour is overshadowed by this one.
That's, I think, the best thing about the Jeter.
oh, no, but you know what? Oh, please, it has to happen. A-Rod has to just announce he's retiring all of a sudden. The ultimate heel move. The ultimate heel move, and he just starts showing up at ballparks for no reason.
He's like
you're not allowed to be here. You're suspended.
Like, where's my gift?
No, I came to get my gift. My gift.
He buys a ticket too. Like, he just comes out of the seats, jumps on top of the
gift.
On top of the dugout.
He just interrupts the middle of the game. Just walks onto the mound, arms raised. I'm here, everybody.
He makes Joe Stankovic present the gift for him. Go, but thank you, Joe. So happy to accept this gift on behalf of the Orioles organization. They're like, Buck's like, who are you? Why are you here?
We didn't get you a gift. Yes, you did.
Then why am I holding this? Can you answer me that, Buck Showalter? I didn't think so.
Sings his own entrance music while he's walking out.
Announces
this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
Announces himself as Derek Jeter.
He shows up at the All-Star
now
game.
Now coming to the mound, number two, Derek Jeter. Says it all obnoxiously, then drops the mic.
He shows up at the All-Star game. He's like, so, what's the gift?
I think I would like it more if he just like showed up at every like farewell ceremony for Jeter at every ballpark and like grabbed the mic and just started talking.
Thank you.
Hi, yes.
Yo, it's a great celebration you have going on here. Thank
I'd like
you.
To thank that guy, and while we're here, I'm just going to talk about me for a little bit.
and brunch.
He does that thing where he talks about Jeter a lot, but actually it all comes back to him.
Yeah.
Like, all the things he says, you know, just are like
I
in his own
shortstop.
Favor. Derek Jeter was a great shortstop. Not the greatest, but a great one.
There's this guy who played for the
Who was the greatest, Alex? I think you know.
Next question, please.
Rafael Furcal. Nah, just kidding, it's me.
When we won the World Series together.
next year.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to it.
How old is he now? 36? 37?
A-Rod?
No, for Call.
Oh, I don't know. He's old, though.
But he's old. He's old, so he's probably being considered.
He is 36, 37 in October.
Oh, yeah.
He's a prime candidate.
2015 shortstop. Probably off for Call. At least I can have Matt make plenty of Ninja Turtle gifts for that.
That's true. That is very true.
Oh, hell yeah.
What kind of Derek Jeter gifts do we expect this season? Hopefully not too many injury ones. I hope that a lot of the gifts they give him involve, like, crazy moments, because there wasn't a lot of that with Rivera. Like, I desperately, desperately wanted to gift him, like, climbing over the sand sculpture of himself or something like that, but it never happened.
Just knocking it down.
At least not in front of cameras.
Oh, no, it'd be better.
Yeah, that's true, right. What kind of gifts do you think A-Rod would get?
None. Like,
you just think he would get none? Not even from the Yankees?
No, I think they especially...
Maybe someone would give him, like, like one of those portrait things where it's like, oh, yes, we have this guy, make an artistic rendering of you that you could get on the boardwalk.
We commissioned a painting of a bag of money in which you stole from us personally. Thanks, get off our field.
The Twins would totally give him, like, a actual sculpted centaur of himself so he could ride it.
I think that would be the best.
That would be fantastic.
So the paintings / drawings / sketches gifts are just the worst. Just the worst. Like, what is the player supposed to do with that? Is he really going to hang them around his house?
Like, oh, yes. Like,
absolutely.
I got this from the Rockies. It really means a lot to me.
Tosses it in the fireplace.
They did give Todd Helton a horse, so.
That was pretty awesome, actually.
Here is a horse.
I was at work sitting next to the person doing that game. I was like, alright, that is actually pretty cool.
So maybe they could give A-Rod a horse.
And just put, like, a plush doll of him on the top. Like a giant plush A-Rod over the horse's head.
And A-Rod just, like, mounts it and rides out of the stadium.
Hi-ho me.
Like, it's the only way we can get him to leave so, quietly.
There's going to be nothing quiet about his leaving.
If nobody gives him gifts, does he even announce his retirement if he comes back to play again? Is it even like a thing where he announces it at the start of the year, or is it just quiet at the end of the year, like, oh yeah, I'm not going to play anymore?
I think at this point, it would be at the end of the year.
See, that's what I think, but then I think, like... Is that Alex Rodriguez?
Like, I think it's just like...
Is he the guy that announces it at the end of the year? No, I don't think
so. I think it's just a thing where he'll say he's retiring and no one will care. Or that he just won't get signed. Like Barry Bonds after 2007.
No, guys, I'm serious. I'm going to retire. No, I'm really serious.
Yeah, that's cool.
This is really it. Like, I'm going to go. And I was just like, okay.
So, when's the party?
Did we get an invite?
You know, I'd like to go around and talk to organizations. Oh, they're not available. Oh, that's a shocker.
Not even the Phillies. Ruben, what's up, man?
You sure the chefs don't want to talk to me? I mean, I'd like to get to know them a little better. They're not interested, you say? Oh, well, this is awkward.
Loria, my man.
You know what? I can believe the Phillies signing him, though. It's like an even bigger contract than the one he currently has. What is he? How old is he when he finishes? How old is he? Like 37 when he's done? Like
I'll be like.
I don't even know how old he is now. How old is he when he finishes?
41.
Oh, A-Rod?
42.
Yeah 42.
Okay. So that shows how far. I don't know how old he is, but anyway, I can imagine them signing him to a 7-year deal, like $100 million when he's 42.
Like I said, they just gave Burnett
$16 million.
That's baller money.
He's AJ Burnett, please, come on.
I think I saw one tweet which made me laugh. It's like A-Rod is the master. I mean AJ is the master of getting overpaid for his work, and you know,
yeah,
he's made quite a monetarily good career for himself.
Yeah, even before he signed
for being
with the Yankees,
like an average pitcher.
Even before he signed with the Yankees, he got a really nice deal from the Blue Jays.
Yeah, he I think he may be the best the most well-paid average pitcher I've ever seen. One of them.
Hughes should see him as a role model.
Probably does.
I want to be that.
Probably, yeah. I want to be AJ when I'm older.
After this deal is done, he'll have made $120 million in his career. No, 136. I was right the first time. $136 million.
Wow, that's amazing.
To be AJ Burnett.
To be AJ Burnett.
But Derek Jeter, he's a guy.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Jeter moment?
Do I have a favorite Jeter moment?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Jeter moment? That we should probably do the reminiscing show like at the end of the year or at the end of the season at least. Maybe it's not the super appropriate time for it now, but I think my personal favorite moment is the flip, only because it looks so impressive.
Flip was good.
Yeah, it's really special.
I think mine's probably the Mr. November home run.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
I think I would name that one as well, but I'll also toss in the 3,000th hit. That was also a really good moment.
Yeah. Greg?
I have to think.
You can choose the flip.
No.
You can go Team Matthew. GWM, go with Matthew.
All right. I said, how about this whole 1998-1999 season? Can I choose that?
No, it's not a moment.
That's like denied. 2 years.
You can choose a... you can choose a hit from that season.
I choose his entire 20-year career.
I think I've won. The dive into the stands was pretty incredible.
Yeah, that was good.
Not just that he did it, but that he survived. To me, it just showed his overall desire to win, like no matter what. And I understand how caught up Yankee fans can get into the whole Yankee magic part of Jeter, but I mean, there were really some magic moments, you know? And you think of Jeter when he did it, and it's just, yeah, I don't think we're seeing that again for a long time. I don't think we're seeing a player literally dive head first into stands at near full speed. Like, that's incredible. And then got up, is like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, his face, I think, had, like, bruises on them.
And he had stitches.
And he wanted to just go out and play. Yeah, and he just wanted to still go out and play. I was like, no, I'm good. It's Jeter, you're bleeding. Nah. Fine. It's like calling it Scott Brocious when it's like probably Tino talking to him. But I might have to go with that. I do love watching that. As scary as it is, the fact that he just, you know, Jetered on, I guess you could say. I just loved watching him swing, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a great swing.
I think an honorable mention would go in Game 4 of the 2000 World Series when the Mets had just won a game. And it's like, oh, hey, we're back in the series. And then Bobby Jones takes the mound in Game 4. He had just thrown like a one-hitter in his last start. And then on the first pitch, Derek Jeter just homers. He's like, no, Mets. Calm down there.
It's like, yeah, we're done here.
And they're like, okay.
Silly Mets. Oh, you know, I might actually have a favorite Jeter moment, and it's the one, it has nothing to do with the hit. It's when they were facing the Mets and K-Rod was pitching, and he was actually pitching to Jeter instead of intentionally walking him, because there was a point where, like, K-Rod for some reason thought Mo wasn't coming to bat. And Jeter just had this look on his face that is the most priceless freaking look, like, okay. I was like, I don't know what your plan is here. And then he walks Mo in for Mo's first and only RBI ever. So that might be a number one on my Jeter list, because I love that look on his face. Like, okay.
I think my favorite Jeter quality has nothing to do with on the field, but it's his ability to talk without saying anything to the media. Just his ability to recount the most sort of hackneyed baseball phrases. Like, what are you guys going to do today, Jeter? Well, we're going to win. All right, hold on. Let me write that down. You say you're going to win? That's the goal of the game, to win? I didn't notice.
He was so snide with the media. I think he really wanted, like, little to nothing to do with them. And I don't blame him. Because, like they were talking about the retirement last year. And he just goes, is that what you want? I mean, you want me to retire? Kind of thing. Because, you know, they're only they're looking for sound bites and stuff, or, you know, quotes. And
he was good at giving them the totally non-controversial stuff that wouldn't offend anybody. Derek, you guys had a good game today. Yeah, we played good offense. We played good defense. All right, Wilson, interview over.
It's like, Mo, well, Mo was amazing out there. I mean, what kind of work can you say?
It's, yeah. It was a team effort.
Right, awesome. Jeter, can you comment like on that. The A-Rod suspension? Yeah, we'll move forward.
Yeah, yeah. A-Rod's a great guy. He's a good friend.
I like that.
He's got to do what's good for him. And
yeah, that was the best. Like, yeah. Well, you're going to have to ask him.
Jeter, Derek, what did you think of AJ today? He was strong. He was solid. Took the ball for us. Did what he had to do.
Went the distance. What can you say?
Derek, what do you think of Stewart filling in at catcher there?
Garbage.
He was good. Garbage. He knows how to catch. He's got a lot of courage.
He has a hand.
He's good. He's doing what he has to do for us.
Well, he has the appendages used to catch balls, so I guess.
He knows how to catch.
Sometimes.
Nope. It'd be great if it was like Bizarro Jeter. They asked him that. It's like, so, what did you think of AJ out there? Heart garbage. I mean, we would have to
cut. Without even taking a beat, just like immediately.
Why?
What did you think of AJ? Shit, completely shit.
Like, listen, it's not easy to score runs, people. We do our best, but having to come back from six down in the second inning, that's trash. He's a trash pitcher at times. What more do you want from me? Are we done? All right, I'm gonna go hit the showers. Thanks. Jeets out.
I would love if he ended every interview with Jeets out.
I think we're naming the podcast Jeets out. So, what happened out there to Jeter? I didn't hit. What do you want me to say? I swung the ball, and the ball didn't hit my bat. I struck out. Okay? We done? All right, Jeets out. So, have you seen the new picture of CeCe Sabathia? Jeter's like, yeah, what's left of him? Let me tell you, I've been around CeCe for the past, what has it been now? 4, 5, 6 years? And that man coming to the mound is not the CeCe Sabathia I know and love. CeCe Sabathia I know is a bear. This looks more like, I don't know, a jellyfish. A sloth.
So get I think that my, man's favorite, burgers. My favorite of the Jeter moment was Derek Eater. You cannot beat that for just
how did that become
the best tabloidism. And then not even that, but then people forget the amazing dick under that headline, which was something like rehabbing Jeter takes fork in the road or something like that. Just this ridiculous secondary pun, just amazing. Like the moment I saw that, I stood up and just applauded. It was fantastic.
Just love like when you realize people are actually paid to write and make that stuff.
Somebody needs to parody it.
Somebody made a Derek Eater comment yesterday because some newspaper, magazine, something, it was a picture of Jeter, and next to it was the word hungry. Yep.
Derek Eater. Rehabbing Jeter takes fork in the road to recovery.
Yes! Yes! I remember that.
It's perfect recall.
And you wonder.
Yeah, I memorized it. It was so good. That's how good it was.
Like, and it fully, like, that kind of thing fully explains, like, probably why he has no desire ever to talk to the media.
But you know someone, like, came up with that and they, like, high-fived the 10 people, like, in any room around them. Like,
oh, yeah.
They were just like, check this out.
Oh, they also had Captain Munch.
Oh, my God.
And there's also a subheadline with about Russell Martin going to the Pirates, and it's like, what the buck?
People who
got
it. This.
Nailed it.
Oh, now I have to find it. I guess you just Googled Derek Eater, probably, right?
Yeah, I just Googled Derek Eater.
Oh, that is perfect. That is like the best, most incredulous looking Russell Martin picture as well. Just him, like, with his head turned.
What the fuck?
So good. Ah, but the caption on this picture, Jeter seems to have gone from hunk to chunk. Well done. Well done.
Wow.
Can't imagine why he doesn't like talking to the press.
Like, New York Post, why do you think I even give a shit?
You know what? That would be the greatest end to Jeter's career. On full camera, he just punches the Post guy in the face. Even though the Post guy probably has nothing to do with coming up with those headlines.
Right? No, he just lights he just lights a copy of the New York Post on fire and he smokes it.
No, he just gets up for a second, you know, cracks his neck, stretches out his arms, and then decks him. Jeets out. Career over.
That's a wrap.
Derek Jeter. Yeah, you know, this is the last year I'll hear Bob Shepard's voice in Yankee Stadium. Right. Ugh. I mean, we'll still have the Yes promos until the newly acquired Fox Sports Yes thing becomes Fox Sports New York and makes me sad. Well, I don't know if the Yankees would actually ever do that, but still, I would not like that. Yeah, I said I'm going to miss hearing Bob Shepard's voice. I actually kind of like the fact that Jeter still did that because, again, I...
I kind of liked it, but it was also kind of creepy because it's like Zombie Shepard.
Oh my god. Yeah. Bye, Jeets. Well, not yet.
Still got a year.
I said we do have a year of him to go through.
I'm kind of curious. He did say he wants to start a family.
Yeah,
whoever.
He did.
With who?
I don't know. Is he dating anyone?
You. He just goes, you'll do.
Some sports star, please.
We need a Derek Jeter relationship correspondent.
I'll do that.
Good, good. What if Ichiro is just like, I'm going to announce my retirement? And people are like, yeah.
People be like, yeah, bye. Dude.
Good.
Can you go today?
Is like, it effective immediately?
Is it really necessary to stay any longer? I don't think it is.
I'd be okay if they traded him back to the Mariners for, like, nothing. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, give us an IOU and...
We'll be good.
Call it a day.
Give us a Starbucks coupon.
Montero.
Yeah, give us Baby Jesus back. You know, you don't like him anymore because he's fat. And he probably is.
Seems like a reasonable trade.
He's fat, and we are okay with that.
Good job, that rhymed.
I tried.
Hey, who is going to play first base at AAA right now, anyway?
Nobody.
Luke Martin.
No, he's gone.
He'll come back.
Remember, he got assigned to Staten Island, and then he was gone.
He'll...
Maybe J.R. Murphy?
No, he should catch every day, I think.
Oh, what about Roman?
They need to start trading someone for first.
Maybe Greg Bird could do it.
Hey, there you go.
Greg Bird, you're coming all the way up.
Greg.
In which we always go back. Greg Bird.
If there's anything,
it's the mascot Yankees of this podcast.
If there's anything the Yankees do, it's promote quickly.
Yeah.
Those are the Yankees I know. You know, thinking about it, how fast did Jeter move through the system?
Relatively quickly. He moved up like three levels in 1 year in 1994. That was when he was minor league player of the year.
84?
94.
94? Like 84 for a second. Well, yeah. Like, whoa, he's
in
old.
In fifth grade, he moved up quickly.
let's get him on up. Send him to scrap.
Oh, Russ Kanzler, probably.
How was 1984, Greg?
It was fun. Transformers were out.
E.T.
Great cartoon shows. Huh?
E.T.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun when you watch it, but I don't know if I can actually watch that movie again. A little sappy. Although, I will say, the scenes when, like, the government comes and starts taking E.T. and he gets really sick and you think the child is dying. I was like, whoa, this took a sudden turn.
Yeah, it's heavy.
But yeah, no. Yeah, 84. Good stuff. And thank you all for making me feel older.
Actually, it wasn't E.T. 82. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I don't care. I feel old.
I was not born. It doesn't matter.
So do you guys want a Jeter dating update?
Absolutely.
We can have one right, one right now if you want.
Give it to me.
We're definitely talking about dating on the podcast after dark.
Do we have like breaking news theme music?
Wow, wow.
Dun, 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 dun.
I want more dramatic, like, like just drums beating in the background, like, oh shit, the world's about to end. Derek Jeter is evidently dating 23-year-old Hannah Davis, who is a model. So that's your Derek Jeter dating update. That's Hannah Davis, everybody.
All right, I'm just throw this out there. I'm pretty sure her skin or most of it is photoshopped. I don't think anyone's skin is that white and smooth.
How dare you?
No, I mean, look at it. I don't think there's
anything. How dare you attack Derek Jeter's girlfriend?
Sorry, Jeets, but come on. I mean, look at, there's nothing wrong with it. That's obscene. It actually bothers me.
How dare you say that magazines might Photoshop models?
They would never do that.
Outrageous claims being thrown around on this podcast. I don't know.
Well, I know we Photoshop ourselves on this podcast.
Maybe. Maybe he should finally get back together with Mariah Carey.
Was that a thing?
Yeah.
It was a thing.
That was his, like, first celeb girlfriend.
That is a great song, actually.
I knew you would love that song, Kirkland.
I was a pretty decent Mariah Carey fan back in the day.
We belong.
Yeah, especially like her first album.
The best part is when she sings the line, "Who else am I gonna lean on when times get rough?" Like, I didn't know rough was spelled R-U-F-F. Pretty good.
Yeah, Mariah Carey had a beautiful set of pipes. She could sing and get her voice like dog high, hyper pitch and stuff.
She actually released anything like recently?
Not that I know of. I think the last song she released was that We Belong Together one.
Maybe.
Well, that whole album wasn't bad, actually.
Was that the Emancipation of Mimi? Was that the album?
Yes, that was the one.
How did I know that?
You love yourself some Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I'll have to try to see if I can find some sort of breaking news sound effect.
And there you have it.
I might actually use that.
Done here.
It'd be easier.
Or do, since it's the After Dark one, do some sensual, like, Pinstripe Alley breaking news.
No, you need some, like, saxophone, like Kenny G.
So I'm now following Hannah Davis on Twitter, just in case she's breaking. Just think, well, listen, I gotta stay on top of the Derek Jeter dating news beat. So that's why. Jeter doesn't have an account, so I've gotta follow her.
That's right. Foundation. You heard it first from Matthew Funtime of Pinstripe.
Here she is on the set, on the NFL.com set. On December 15, she tweeted, "Eye surgery was a success. Thank you for the love. Kiss, kiss."
So that would explain the freakishly creepy eyes.
On December 18, she tweeted, "My boat is better than yours. Smiley face."
Oh my God.
Accompanied with an Instagram photo of her and Ray-Ban aviators making a duck face.
Yeah, jeets.
On December 21, she tweeted, "Really, Zeus?" Just for no reason. I guess that maybe is the name of her dog, because it has hashtag Italian Mastiff next to it.
Or she really believes in the Greek god Zeus. I'm going with that.
And then there is an Instagram photo of, I guess, her dog called Zeus, who is chewing on a $100 bill. Well done.
Hee hee, you can't do that.
So what we've learned is that Hannah Davis is obviously a high roller.
What if she was randomly tweeting pictures of Sergio Mitre?
By the way, I do appreciate his effort to look more like the picture we always use of Tim.
Sergio!
As I said, I think Lily's really happy. Like, her hated Eagles rivals, because they're the rivals of the Giants, they got rid of Tanaka and signed Sergio Mitre.
And Euclid.
I don't think...
Championship.
So you couldn't ask for a better trade-off.
Yeah,
they basically traded
Tanaka for Euclid and Mitre.
Good job, guys.
And Euclid is back to looking creepy as hell with like that weird beard up to like the ears.
That never stopped. No, that never stopped.
I mean, well, he looked a little bit bit more normal when he was shaved on the Aggies, but then like.
No.
No, he really didn't.
I'm going to have to disagree there.
He looked like a worse version of McCann.
like if
you guys ready? Greg, make the noise again. More dating breaking news. Playboy Derek Jeter, 39 years old, who has been known to play baseball occasionally. Well done. May finally have put a ring on it. It being 23-year-old Ralph Lauren or Lauren. How's that pronounced? Tanya?
Lauren.
Lauren.
Is it Lauren? Okay. Lauren. And Sports Illustrated model Hannah Davis. The two were spotted walking around New York yesterday, and she was sporting a ring the size of, let's just say now there's a good reason we know Pluto's not a planet.
What?
Wink, wink. She's got a ring on her ring finger.
probably not that ring.
That report came to you, Kira, of cosmopolitan.com.
And Matthew Funtime.
Matthew Funtime, special Jeter correspondent.
So, Yankee Mitre of the Week, we got anyone?
Sure.
Okay, this is our Yankee and Mitre of the Week. Waffles, you can go first, as always.
Tanaka, because he lives here now, and he showed up to camp. Yay.
And he paid for his dog to fly.
He did.
It's like, no.
Chartered that pooch a plane.
I was like, good man. I for one, love how he talked to the media. Like, gave the simplest answers. I'm like, I like you already.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you're being silly or completely serious or just have no idea what to say, but I don't care. And then, all right, Andrew, your choice.
I'm going to go ahead with David Robertson, because, I don't know, like, he's cool. And he will...
Good enough for me.
He will probably swanky this year.
Swanky?
Yeah.
Swanky.
You probably just should have stopped.
Where did you get swanky?
Where didn't I get swanky?
This is the After Dark Pinstripe Valley podcast. That's true.
Actually, the only reason
Matthew Fun.
The only reason I know the word swanky is from Donkey Kong.
Oh yes, I do know that. Matthew Funtime, your choice.
I'm gonna pick. I mean, I didn't have one until like 10 seconds ago, but I'm gonna pick Derek Jeter, who, if he does marry and have children and start a family with Hannah Davis. At least the children, if they do play baseball, will have, like, crazy eyes that can maybe match the craziness of Ryan Domitz, so please.
No, no.
Thank you. Thank you, Derek.
That's demon-possessed eyes. No one can top that.
How about you, Greg?
Wait, do we actually have breaking news, or are you just trying to
do that? No, I'm just trying to do that.
Well, I can give you more breaking news if you want. I mean, there's a picture of her here with a blow-up sex doll, so... There's your breaking news. Derek Jeter, not required. The services of Jeter, not required, evidently.
All right. I'm going to go with Brett Gardner for mine, because I love him. It's my boy.
Jason thinks that
he's so gritty.
He's going to leave after this year.
I'd love, believe me, I'm hoping they keep him, but I don't know. All right. Mitre of the Week. Waffles, you're up.
Eduardo Nunez.
That took no time whatsoever.
I'm glad you put a lot of thought into that
because
one.
I'm guessing it's because of the painful realization that he might be playing shortstop next year.
It is for his existence. All of it.
I guess theoretically, someone has to pick Eduardo Nunez since Jason is still being held hostage by Jeter.
Would have picked him anyway, because he's just somewhere being Nunez.
Fair enough. Andrew, you're going to be trade of the week.
I will say Mason Williams, because he is a disappointment.
He looks less fat now, which is good. Like, there were pictures of him talking to the beat writers in the parking lot at spring training, and he looks less fat than he does in that one picture of him from the Arizona Fall League, where he looks like he's, like, strung out on something. So, improvement, maybe. Maybe.
Also, I will give an honorable mention to Dante Bichette Jr. because I just noticed that in his Twitter bio, he said swagger is a necessity.
Wait, what? What? Where's this?
On DBJ's Twitter bio, he said, working every day to make my dreams a reality and bring glory to God throughout the journey. Swagger is a necessity.
Tanya, he can use some of that swagger on you.
No.
Such an awkward fellow.
We're closed.
What the hell?
And he said that Mike Napoli is actually a, quote, good-looking dude under that beard. Who'd have thunk it?
Wait. Oh, my God.
Time to release Dante Bichette Jr., I think.
There's a tweet.
Yes. Past time.
There's a tweet for him that says, back in the high school days with a nice pimp job sophomore year. Getting that swag back. And There's a YouTube video attached.
Hold on, I've changed my mind. Time to sign Dante Bichette Jr. to a 10-year, $20 million.
Oh my god, he posted a video of him versus Trinity Prep. This is amazing.
Congratulations, Stevie J, you're tweeting high school video homers of yourself. Is this how far you've fallen?
Look at this little sexy piece of man.
Oh man, what a bat flip.
Oh yeah.
Oh!
Wow, DBJ, you're like that. You're now like that high school senior who like comes back to the games. Like, oh man, remember when I hit that home run that one time and we were state champs?
You guys, I have a very important piece of Valentine's Day advice from DBJ. True love gives permission for failure.
The more you know. Do I have to follow Dante Bichette Jr. now? Like,
I don't know if he's quoting someone. You truly can't take figure skating too seriously if you're a guy and you've watched Blades of Glory. Fun night tonight at an art gallery runway model show with an old buddy. Good times. I want to be a part of the artist group next year. Because baseball ain't working out. Oh my god, Jason.
The Olympic ceremony reminds me of the It's a Small World
quickly,
ride.
Log off.
The Olympic ceremony reminds me of the It's a Small World ride at Disney.
All right. This gym is captioned post lift, post prowler.
Can I just make that my Twitter background?
Sweet Jesus.
The best part is you can see the camera. You can see the phone camera in his sunglasses.
What a dude. What a dude. That guy.
You can clearly see him taking the picture.
But Greg, February 11th, don't believe me. Just watch. Dante Bichette has spoken.
Yes.
He's spoken on a lot of things tonight.
Oh, yeah. All right, Matthew Funtime, your Mitre of the week.
Well, first, another Derek Jeter dating breaking news. The theme, please. I need the theme to deliver the news. Somebody give me that theme.
Come on with the theme.
This is from CBS. Jeter, I almost said Jerick. Jeter and Sports Illustrated model, swimsuit model Hannah Davis are no longer an item. This is 4th of February. Well, that's according to the New York Post. The Yankees captain broke up with Davis, quote, a few months ago, a source told the Post. But she gave no indication of trouble in paradise during her appearance on W Fans Boomer and Carton last week. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't listen to them at all.
Derek likes to keep his relationships quiet, another source told the Post's Page Six. In the past, when his girlfriends became famous and started doing sexy shoots, that's when they broke up. So Jeter doesn't have a lot of patience for the magazines, obviously. But I don't know. I take that with a grain of salt. She looks pretty happy.
We'll keep you updated.
We will keep you. I mean, I'll probably have hourly posts on the site starting tomorrow. So.
Good.
Yeah. You
and my what is it? Mitre of the week.
Yep.
What is it? Mitre. My Mitre of the week. I guess it's just CC, right, for that photo. I mean, seriously, I do hope it's not like some kind of weird health related thing that either has not been diagnosed yet or has not been discovered yet, because that picture is concerning. But if it's just his normal weight loss, then bad times. It looks weird, and that needs to be corrected somehow.
Okay. My Mitre of the week is Randy Levine, because anytime I see that man on air, that's pretty much a candidate for Mitre of the week.
He is a weird dude. I don't really understand his appearance during some of these press conferences when, like, he doesn't say anything.
Like, oh, I thought you meant his actual physical, like, appearance, like his face. Because I don't understand
that
it.
Too.
I was like, so that's what you went with. Okay.
Weird or just a complete genius that we don't realize yet?
Weird.
All right. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight for Randy.
You can fight for him with gifts. All right. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, I think we're done well more than we have to for this podcast. Yeah.
This has been...
Hold on, hold on. More breaking news. More breaking news.
Wait, now?
Yeah. FoxSports.com also corroborating the report that Derek Jeter and Hannah Davis have broken up. That's your breaking news bulletin.
Maybe she can't handle him retiring. All right, well, that about wraps it up for this nightly After Dark edition of the Pinstripe Valley podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe on our Facebook page. Be sure to follow our Twitter accounts. That's Pinstripe Valley and at Yankees Gifts. Be sure to join us on the site for some hot Yankees posting action. Anyone else want to say something? Don't be shy.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, good night, everybody. Good night.
So, for Matthew Funtime, Waffles, and Andrew, I'm giving you a raise. I'm hoping Jason Cohen's okay. Again, we'll keep you updated on that.
And stay strong, Jason!
Peace out, brother. And have a good night. Mwah.